We've all heard Tom Cruise's famous line from Jerry Maguire, but showing your sales team members the money is often a complicated equation. In this guide, you'll find tips for designing sales compensation packages that yield results and actually scale. As most CEOs have discovered at some point, sales compensation is often a very delicate balancing act. Pay too little, and you'll never be able to recruit or retain the kind of game-changing sales talent that fuels growth. Pay too much, however, and you'll struggle to scale your sales org as the growth occurs. The key, of course, is to find the middle ground, the point at which every employee who makes up your sales organization feels truly motivated to deliver results that fuel smart growth. And while there's no secret formula that can help your business find that middle ground, there are some best practices that can help expansion stage companies design sales compensation packages that incentivize optimal performance for every sales function. Salary or bonus heavy compensation, which model's best? Here's the short answer to that question. At the expansion stage, the more you can leverage compensation to results, the better you and your sales team will be in the long term. Commission or bonus-focused compensation plans provide tremendous upside for growth and allow CEOs to truly leverage their people. All the while, those people are given ample opportunity to make significantly more money than if their income was largely dictated by a fixed salary figure. Simply put, if your compensation plan is largely tied to your sales organization's ability to achieve specific objectives and targets, then everyone will be incentivized to perform the kind of revenue-driving activities that yield those results. The value you can place on certain performance measures will vary, but the idea is to create an environment that rewards urgency and provides upside for overperformers. Ultimately, that model won't just help you appeal to and retain A-level sales talent, it will also make it easier to scale because your upfront investment in additional sales headcount will be less expensive. Tips for compensating every sales role. Of course, there's no blanket approach that expansion stage companies can use to fairly and effectively compensate every single member of their sales organization. Lead generation or business development reps, BDRs, will obviously need to have their performance measured and compensated against different leading indicators than sales reps, and sales management may need to be compensated based on an altogether different set of metrics. So, as you begin to evolve your compensation model to promote efficient growth, be sure to keep these compensation tips in mind for each level of your sales organization's hierarchy. Sales executives, VPs of sales, chief revenue officers, etc. In most expansion stage software companies, sales executives are charged with all aspects of a company's sales distribution model, the relationship and accountability of the sales and marketing departments, and driving and ideally exceeding quarterly targets. As such, sales executive compensation should be based on meeting specific goals and profit targets, as well as a manager or executive's role in helping achieve key corporate objectives. Ultimately, that compensation needs to be a confluence of salary, commission, and bonus. The breakdown of these three components will vary greatly depending on who you hire, what that person is motivated by, and what your company is trying to accomplish. But the point is that sales executive compensation should be greatly tied to the entire sales organization's performance against objectives. Inside and outside sales reps. Because these members of your sales organization are responsible for closing new business, their compensation should accurately reflect their ability to accomplish that objective. For instance, their salary may be based on leading indicators like number of appointments, new opportunities in the funnel, pipeline management, etc., while their bonus and commission is very simply a reward for their performance against specific revenue targets. The goal here is to reward efficiency, effectiveness, and results. To encourage teamwork, companies should consider tying at least part of a rep's variable pay to team-based metrics and objectives as well. That said, it's important to maintain individual performance commission and bonus incentives so that individuals are incentivized to work hard and follow best practices. BDRs or lead generation reps. If you've already formed a lead generation or outbound prospecting team, you know that it can be an exhausting role that requires reps to endure constant rejection. Making matters worse, these reps are not responsible for actually closing business, so structuring a bonus or commission program for them can be difficult. That being said, you should still tie some part of this team's compensation package back to results. For instance, 30% of a lead generator's income should be based on the number of appointments they set and the number of opportunities they create. commission capping, and payout frequency. Regardless of how you structure your sales team's bonus or commission structure, you should never, under any circumstances, place a cap on the amount of variable compensation someone can earn. Why? Because if your company's bonus and commission payouts are indeed tied to results, then why would you want to encourage reps or managers to stop performing once they've reached their payout limit? Unfortunately, that's exactly what a commission cap will do. Worse yet, by removing any real incentive or reward for going above and beyond the call of duty, you can also kill team morale and create a poor company culture. As for how often each of these roles above should receive their commission, it's important to consider the context of each person's situation. Lead generation reps, for example, will likely be fresh out of college and living month to month, so you need to pay out their bonuses monthly. VPs of sales, on the other hand, are much more likely to be financially secure, in which case tying their variable compensation to annual goals or company equity is perfectly acceptable. Understand and tie compensation to your goals. The bottom line is that a startup and expansion stage leaders must first understand their growth and potential and where they want their organization to go if they hope to design a sales compensation plan that can help them get there. To do that, simply start with your revenue goals and objectives and work backward. For instance, if you want to bring in $1 million of new business, how many deals will you need to close to get there? How many opportunities will you actually need to close those deals? How many leads will you need to generate those opportunities? Lastly, for your employees' sake, try to keep your sales compensation plans as simple to interpret as possible. You want to clearly illuminate their path to financial success. If you are unable to do that, it may cause your sales organization to focus on the wrong activities and objectives or spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about how to reach their targets. And both scenarios are recipes for disaster. 7 compensation mistakes to avoid. Here are 7 common mistakes that can set your team up for failure, provided by strategies consultant Michael Hanna. Number 1. Making it complicated. When designing a compensation plan, the tendency can be to go overboard with getting really detailed and trying to address every possible scenario. Don't get bogged down. The goal should be to keep it simple and to make it easy for reps to clearly see where they stand at any given point. Number 2, failing to align metrics with business goals. Your plan should be tailored to incentivize behaviors that are really going to be appropriate needles for your company's particular business model and for the stage of growth. For example, since startups often need cash flow, compensation might be focused on promoting upfront payments. Treating your plan like a contract. The goal shouldn't be to confuse, intimidate, or bore your sales reps to tears. Do everyone a favor and treat your sales comp plan like a marketing asset instead. And again, make it clear and simple. Number 4, using metrics you can't track. Nothing kills a plan quicker than basing it around metrics that are difficult or impossible to actually measure. When possible, avoid metrics that are dynamic, something that often changes over time, like pipeline, estimated, subjective, or incomplete. Number 5, not providing real-time visibility. Even with the most simple plans, it's important to provide a way for reps to calculate how much money they can make and where they stand in relation to their quota. Not only can having a clear dashboard boost motivation, it can also alert managers who need to help with coaching. Not prepping for staffing challenges. Number 6, turnover in sales is typically high. Be sure to take it into account along with ramped up time for new hires and other potential challenges you're not anticipating. In short, always incorporate some wiggle room. Number 7, not reserving room in your budget for ad hoc spiffs. Give yourself flexibility to launch quick contests and campaigns. You never know when you're going to need an extra boost.